This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Nah, you don't get this stupid from not going to school. You know what I'm saying? Show me see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, give us a call. Let us know what's going through your mind. Seriously. I mean, hopefully, and I mean this with all sincerity, I'm not making fun or making light. Hopefully you're not one of those people at home, thinking about ending it all because there's no hope. There's always hope. I mean, there's always hope. And again, you know, in my world, in my mind, in my heart, if you got God, you always got hope. There's always a way out. There's always something around the corner. My wife will tell you, probably to my detriment at times, I never give up. I just feel like when I'm called to do something or I need to do something, I just never give up. And I, you know, in the last 15 years of my life, I can think of three specific incidents where I believe, you know, God was nudging at me to do something. I did it, and when I was ready to give up, he opened up a door that I never thought of. Let me tell you what. I'll give you a quick one. I think I don't know what it was. My wife will probably correct me at some point, but I remember trying to get the show off the ground. We were on a couple of stations. We were struggling to get things rolling. Thought we had a good show, had a syndicator call me out of Chicago, tell me what a great job we were doing. And it just wasn't getting picked up anywhere. And didn't know what to do. So kept plugging away, and I said, all right, God, here's the deal. I think you opened up these doors for me. I think this is what you want me to do. If I don't have something, by the end of the year, I'm calling it quits. I'm going to become a greeter at Walmart. And nothing against greeters at Walmart. But you know what I mean? I mean, I'm pretty much done with this. Because I'm not reaching anybody. Right? Nobody wants to waste their time. And I will tell you, I know she listens to the show. But USA Radio Networks reached out to me, I think it was end of November, first week of December. Back then. Heck, that's 10 years ago. 9 years ago, something like that. They reached out to me anyway, and they offered me a contract to start right after the first of the year. And I'm like, all right, God, so you're a practical joker too, right? And then when they had some issues they went away for a little while. I'll leave it at that because they've been resurrected, and I hear there's a lot of good people over there, so I don't want to disparage them. They went away, told me on a Monday or Tuesday that the last day for the network was Friday. That was about 4 years ago. And I'm sitting here with all these stations going, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Because you have to get out on satellite. That's why I tell you people, it costs money to get this information out. And God bless Genesis Communications and Ted Anderson over there. Called over. This is my dilemma. This is my problem. And because we had the equipment, we were ready to go. He had us up and running the following Monday. We did not lose, for all intents and purposes, we lost some stations because they couldn't move that fast. We couldn't move that fast for them. And we were off the air on one network on a Friday and back up on the air on another network on a Monday. So again, another one of God's jokes. Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you know what? And there's time. Everybody has it. We all go through these moments. That's why I say, you know, Dr. B is a great resource for you. She can turn you on to somebody in your area that can help you out. We all have those moments. But I can't imagine, me personally, Joe Messina, cannot imagine my life without God in it somewhere. Without him involved in my life in some way, shape, manner, or form. There's just too many things, too many doors that were opened that I had nothing to do with. Fauci flips on the lockdown. So I don't know how we're supposed to believe this guy, right? He says, staying at home too long, well, that could cause irreparable damage all of a sudden. All of a sudden, it's an issue. God bless these guys. Anthony Fauci said Friday that there could be irreparable damage if lockdowns due to the coronavirus pandemic went on too long. He explained during a segment of CNBC's Fast Money Halftime Report that there could be numerous unintended consequences. What, he didn't know this before? Look, I barely made it out of high school and I knew this. This guy's got all kinds of degrees. He explained during a segment on CNBC's Fast Money Halftime Report that there could be numerous unintended consequences to keep the country shut down longer than necessary. Right? I mean, And again, he began by saying that his position had always been that states and regions should open as they pass certain benchmarks and could do so safely while still protecting the more vulnerable populations. But if you look at the populations that are vulnerable, as they say, and we did what we were supposed to do, you wouldn't... Cuomo would not be having the problems he's having if he did what he was supposed to do. So busy looking for a way to blame it on Trump. See, I think whether they started off this way or not, I don't know. My crystal ball doesn't work anymore. But frankly and honestly, when things start to go sideways, and they thought they could, you know, the President Trump may have made a few mistakes or may have, you know, taken the wrong information from somebody, because I think he's the victim of a lot of bad information, not necessarily for the people he puts in place. You know, look at Fauci. All of a sudden, he was, you know, we need the lockdown, we need the masks. You know, he went from not needing the masks but needing the lockdown, then we needed the masks, and now we don't need the lockdown. I mean, I thought these guys had a clue. This is why they call these guys doctors. What do they do? Anybody know what they do? They practice. A doctor has a practice. A lawyer has a practice. That should scare the bejesus out of you. Anyway, back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5560. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And I don't just say that. I mean that sincerely from the heart. I mean, the one thing I've always loved about this show, whether it's in the chat room or what have you, emails that we get, Tammy and I will tell you over the years, that you guys are like a family. And I don't want to make that sound like, oh, yeah, you're my family. I watch you guys in the chat room over the years. And I watch how you talk with each other. I watch how you ask each other how you're doing. Somebody may have mentioned they had a family issue or a health issue of their own, and you guys jump in there, and you start talking with each other. Although I wish you'd listen to me, but whatever. You start talking with each other, which shows me there's more to the show than just a bunch of people that are on the same political spectrum. And that does my heart good. I like seeing that. I know you wouldn't know who it was, but years ago, I believe that, you know, we had somebody who used to listen to the show on a regular basis. And they were in a very bad way. I would say almost suicidal. And I believe that God tugged on us to send that person something, and we did. And that person told me it may have saved his life. It may have kept him from doing something really stupid because one person cared. So you guys don't know in that chat room. You do not know who you've touched or reached out to or what you've said. You know, it's easy. I know. I'm probably the biggest guilty person in this group. And my tongue is sharp on both sides, and I'm not afraid to use it. And sometimes I use it too fast. Right? But it's never done out of hate, and it's never, unless it's evil. But it's never done out of hate. But I think we need to call those things out. We need, look, at Christians have been in the closet way too long. You know what I mean by that? We don't have to be in people's faces. You know, I love, and again, I know I hate to turn them into a religious hour. I really don't. I love talking about Christ. I love talking about God. But you know, remember, when the adulteress, they were going to kill her, right? They showed up. Jesus didn't say to her, well, you're a whore. You're an adulteress. Get away from me. I don't want to get hit by one of these stones. Right? I mean, what did he do? He turned it around. He said, look, you guys, whoever here has no sin, go ahead, throw the first stone. I'll wait. And everybody left. Right? I guess my point is here that there were times when Jesus was pretty rough, although they don't portray him that way. And there were times where it was very simple. It was just a simple, logical thing. Hey, guys, yeah, go ahead, stone her. She sinned. She did the wrong thing. But here's the deal. The first one, or the one without sin, gets to cast the first stone. Well, nobody there was without sin. Hint, hint. Right? And then he didn't tell her. Some of you have heard this a million times. But he didn't tell her, all right, lady, they're all gone. Go for it. You're on your own. No. And this is where the libs get nuts, you know, because they got the squishy Jesus. But he looked there and he said, hey, you got out of this one. Go sin no more. I'm not going to condemn you either. Just stop doing this. Why? Because it's a sin. Yes, it's wrong. It's bad. It's a sin. You shouldn't do it. So we as Christians are afraid to do that. We have friends around. You know, I heard a great teaching this weekend. There's like three or four pastors I like to listen to. And I heard a great teaching this weekend. And it's kind of like you don't say anything. You won't open your mouth. You won't push back on things. Because you're afraid how it's going to affect your job. Now, I'm not telling you to go put your finger in your boss's face and tell him you're going to hell. But there are things that your boss is going to ask you to do that are against God's word. And I got to tell you something. I have had jobs with other people where I'm not the boss. I'm not the owner of the business. And as much as I irritated the crud out of these people, if you rely on God and you go, look, you go back into your boss and go, look, I can't mark this as a business thing. I'm going to pick up the tickets for your horse race thing. And it's not a business expense. I can't write that on there. Okay, I can't do that because I'm a Christian, and I'm not willing to do that for you. Send somebody else. And here's the whole picture is that, man, if you're a good employee, if you are a valued and good employee, you know, bosses want people that aren't going to lie to them. Bosses want people that are going to steal from them. So if you're not going to steal for the boss, if you're not going to lie for the boss, unless he's a real armpit, he's going to see value in what you're saying to him. And if he doesn't, and he lets you go, that wasn't a job for you anyhow. I'm telling you, wasn't a job for you. God is not going to put you, if you rely on God, if you're one of those people that does, he's not going to put you in a situation that's going to make you miserable. It's going to cause you to do things that are totally against your character. And frankly, I could go further with that and say, if you do something against your character, you don't have a character to begin with. Just don't do it. I got to feed my family. It's okay. God will open up other doors for you. Just don't do it. 855-REAL-JOHN. 855-732. See what you guys do to me? 5563. Fauci began by saying that his position had always been that states and regions should open as they pass certain benchmarks or could do so safely. Right? We can't stay locked down for such a considerable period of time that you might do irreparable damage and have unintended consequences. Did anybody really think this through at the beginning? I don't think so. Right? We're going to leave the dope stores open. We're going to leave the alcohol stores open. We're going to keep the churches closed, though, because they can't possibly have any value. You know what? I would love to have a room. I should try to pull this show off. I'd love to have three professionals in a room and three Christians that all went through something in their life that God turned around for them. Okay? And I want those highly educated, respected people to be able to tell them, well, you did that. You know, my short story about me, yeah, I was a smoker. I was like a 20-year smoker. I mean, I smoked, I think, since I was like 12 years old. Because it was cool. My mother smoked cools. I want to be cool like my mother. Anyway, I smoked for years. And I remember I was working a job. I had my own electrical company. And I was working a job with another friend of mine. And he looked at me and says, hey, aren't you one of those Christian guys? And you're sitting there with a cigarette in your mouth. And your body's supposed to be the temple of God. And what are you doing? Doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, he was being honest about it, right? And so I went in my truck and I said, all right, God, he's right. This is stupid. I'll tell you what, I'm making a deal with him. I'm making a deal with God, right? I'll stop buying the cigarettes, you take away the craving. I stopped smoking that day. Doesn't mean I'm any better than anybody else, but I stopped smoking that day. So it's real. I didn't do it myself. It's real. Joe Mancini, your host. This is The Real Side. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The number of confirmed coronavirus cases in the U.S. is approaching 1.7 million as the death toll continues to rise. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says the country is grieving.
Every loss of life counts. We say 100,000, but like the president says, you know, one death is something to be mourned. These 100,000 individuals have a face. The president takes this very seriously. It's why he lowered the flag to half staff for 3 days to remember these men and women.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says hair salons and barbershops in some parts of the state will be allowed to reopen as long as the proper steps are taken.
We're making progress. We're moving forward. We're not looking back, but we are walking into the unknown, the untested.
The Los Angeles and San Francisco areas are not included in the change. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
You're back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. Here we go again. So you better knock that off. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-55. All right. So, a couple things, right? Let's get over this fallacy thing. You know, he was the guy screaming that we had to have masks, now we don't have to have masks. And it's just, you know, this is science. This is the same science they keep asking us to pay attention to. I do pay. I don't think being a godly person precludes science. As I always say, I believe that God created science. Science didn't create God. The reason that H2O is water, amounts to water, is because God says H2O will equal water. Period. That simple. We just figured it out after the fact. Right? So, you know, and they think that we don't care about science. It's not true. So, when I look at it, you know, the fear really does a lot of things to people, right? I mean, it can affect your immune system. It can make you weaker mentally and physically. And the fear that you hear, I mean, really seriously, if you listen to what all the stations are saying, I won't just say anyone in particular, even Fox News has kind of gone down this road. Some of the people have. I mean, this is like a pandemic like it's never happened on this planet. But if we had educated people properly, we would find out, no, this has happened in the past. It's not a big deal. And when I say it's not a big deal, I mean, we're talking about the lowest. Right? I mean, among all the plagues, it has pretty much the lowest death rate that we've seen. So again, I'm sitting here saying to myself, who do you believe? Who do you trust? If we, you know, as a society, have we lost integrity? If we believe it's good, it's okay to lie about it to make sure that somebody comes to our way of thinking? Or do we lay the stuff on the table and let people decide on their own? Keeping these experts, these medical geniuses, these scientists that we were supposed to listen to, forget the economics because they always say, yes, you rich folks, you want to make sure. Hey, I'm not rich. I'm not even close to rich. I'm happy. Okay? That doesn't mean I have to have a lot of money. But when you look at these, what's going on here? These scientists, they don't all agree. First of all, They don't all agree on the mask. Fauci doesn't even agree with himself on the mask. How does, if I don't have the disease, and you do, and you have a mask on, I'm safe. I should be safe, shouldn't I? I'm talking from a sixth grade education here. I got it. I'm not a scientist. Never have understood this. I have had doctors on. I had the guy that created that movie Vaxxed. Okay? I'm definitely an anti-vaxxer, but not total. See, that's the funny thing. They throw you into that group that you're a total anti-vaxxer. No. There are certain things that work, certain things that don't, and nobody in their right mind, okay, nobody in their sane mind that truly loved their child, within the first year of their life, would give them 6 vaccinations at one time. They don't do that to older folks. They don't do it to younger folks. These kids don't even have immune systems that work. So now doctors, smart doctors, doctors that have finally grown a spine, have come out and said, look, we're not anti-vaxxers, we're just not mega-vaxxers. So, you know, your son or daughter needs a vaccination of these 9 things. So month 1, we're going to give them this. No side effects, no issues, no problems. Month 2, we'll give them this one. And again, I'm not 100% into vaxxers. But if you're going to do them, why not do them sanely? Even when they test you for certain things, they don't bulk test you all at one shot. Why do we do that with our babies? Why do we not care about the kids so much? Maybe not so much. Now they're talking about this vaccine coming out. Everybody will take it. No, I'm not taking it. I'm already reading stories about these companies that are trying to come out with the vaccinations. They're trying to rush it through. And they're already having some massive side effects from the people they're testing it on. It makes no sense. Right? You know, the mask thing is funny to me. I don't know how old some of you guys listening are, some of you ladies listening are. I come from the days of eggs won't hurt you. Oh, then eggs would hurt you, no more than 3 a week. Well, maybe you could have one a day. You know, don't have any more than one a day, max. Right? Remember all this we went through? Coffee was terrible for you. It's terrible. All the science is bad, 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 bad. Well, wait a minute. Now we're finding out that coffee actually helps with a lot of things. So I guess a couple of days fine. I mean, it's kind of like you're chasing these people around the place. It's amazing to me. We get on the whole list, right? Bacon. All this stuff is supposed to kill. But my Bible says that everything in moderation. So can I have 3 fried eggs, fried in bacon grease every morning with toast, 2 cups of coffee? I think that might bother me after a while. But nobody I know does that. My grandfather he defied everything. The man had every morning like clockwork. I mean, he was one of those guys that would make you and me, well, make me crazy. Soft-boiled egg every morning with a piece of toast, a cup of coffee, and a cigarette. And I'm not joking. Okay? The ashtray was right next to the toast. Okay? The man was a tailor. Came, you know, just an old Italian tailor. And he was teed off when his doctor died. Because that SOB couldn't keep himself alive. How do I know he did the right thing for me? This is my grandfather. I wasted all that money with him. He wouldn't eat anything out of a can. Everything he had to be fresh. Freshly made. He had a massive garden in the backyard. And the man died, I don't know, mid-80s, hacking up a lung. He'd been smoking Camel non-filters a day. 2 packs of non-filters a day since he was a young kid. Told he had lung cancer, threw the cigarettes out the window, that was it, the end of it. He stopped smoking. It's like, are you crazy? How did you do that? So, well, I didn't know I had cancer. Now I have cancer, I know, I quit. Why? You're going to die anyway. You can't turn it around. I guess my point is, you know, science tells us all this stuff. How bad things, how good things. He was fine. He ate stuff today. They would tell you, stay away from it, it'll kill you. He smoked 2 packs of Camel non-filters a day. I realize he's the exception, not the rule. I got that. But his doctor was telling him that he was going to die. The doctor died first. I know many people like this, too. They eat a certain way, they do things a certain way, and they're fine for all intents and purposes. Now, I've had Dr. Joel Wallach has been on the show, and he told me, yeah, but just think, if your grandfather didn't smoke and he ate a different way, he could have lived to be 120. I don't know, too many of us would want him around for 120, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, but I don't know which one of these guys to believe. I don't know how you know which one of these guys to believe. And the studies they've done on the masks, they had 600 doctors sign a letter that basically said, stop with the masks. You're getting less oxygen in. You're breathing. There's no way, unless you're going to buy a $300 mask, there is no way in the world you can get the free flow of oxygen in and out of your body that you need. And the masks that they're selling, how do you know that they work for you? How do you know where they come from? I know me, when I'm walking, if I have to go to a grocery store and I'm going up and down the aisles, I have the mask on, I feel like I'm running a marathon because I can't get enough fresh air. So I sneak it down below my nose and I breathe through my nose. Let them throw me out. But they're going to tell us what's good for us, how we're going to get better. And I'm telling you, they've had dozens and dozens and dozens of studies with these masks. They are not healthy for you. You can believe they are if you want to, but they're not. And some of this stuff, you got to do on your own. And, you know, another thing, too, don't just Google stuff. You know, go over to Bing. Find these other places, other you know, things that you can go to. You know, I don't know. What do you want to call them? Posts or whatever. Online. And get information on these things. Seriously, get information on these things. Because frankly, I got to tell you something. I don't trust any of them. We have to look them all up. We have to get the information, and then you make a decision based on, you know, you'll do the right thing if you have the info. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, or to be with you, I guess is a better way to put it. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. Kind of talking about the masks as to whether they work or don't work. You know, and again, you can... They still haven't clamped it all the way down. You can Google or go to Bing or any one of some of those search engines and look for, do masks help or hurt? What are the dangers of wearing a mask too long? Even nurses will tell you, they don't wear the masks all day. They don't wear them that long because there are side effects from them. There are negative issues with them. So I guess, you sit there, you'd be better off wearing a face shield. Because you still get fresh oxygen up underneath it. It doesn't push all that, you're not rebreathing the same air, I guess is the word I'm looking for. You know? And it's just nuts. It is so nuts. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. Again, think about... to my left-leaning loon friends, Yes, we should trust the doctors and scientists. I am 100% on board with you. Let's go back to the 1950s when doctors were in white coats with Kent cigarettes hanging out of their mouths. Come on, you guys in the chat room, you remember this. Some of you will remember this, right? Tell you that when I need to relax, I smoke a Kent. It's got a charcoal filter that keeps me safe. Really? You're putting smoke in your lungs, you moron. I have never, and again, if you're a smoker, I'm not making fun of you, but I'm making fun of the doctor. You're putting smoke in your lungs and you tell me that's healthy? Come on. It's one thing if you're smoking. You know, I've got friends of mine that smoke, and they'll say to me, I know it's bad for you, but you know what? I actually enjoy it. Okay, well, good. Good for you. I'm not going to tell you anything. I'm just, okay, fine. If you enjoy it, look, if you're informed, and you know, and you're still smoking or drinking or whatever it is you're doing, and I don't know, then, okay, at least you're informed. Right? There's people that buy all kinds of lies. And then when they get sick, they want to say, well, what happened? Well, I don't know how you believe doctors or scientists anymore, because they're on the side of wherever they're making the money. Look at transgenderism. I know I'm going to get a whole bunch of emails. I don't really care. Trans, you cannot, if you're a male, I cannot be a female just because I believe that I am a female. I can have the pieces and parts whacked off, added, whatever you have to do. It doesn't change the DNA. See, they say, because, you know, they can't blame it on God, so they say, it's, you know, your body's made a mistake, there was something that went sideways, there's something, no, see, the DNA strand, the actual DNA of your body, that is what drives everything. It doesn't make a mistake. Does it have some damage at times? Sure it does. DNA strands are damaged at times. And now, you know, again, it's not a joke, but it's kind of a, you talk about science. If women are more susceptible by, you know, 40% for osteoporosis, and you're a woman who feels like you're really a man, and you go through the operation, does your chance for osteoporosis go down, go away? No, it's still there. Because you still have the makeup, the chemical makeup, you still have the makeup of a woman under whatever you're wearing or not wearing. It doesn't change anything. You know, when Xander's on the show, whether you agree with this or not, but when Xander's on the show, if you're gay or lesbian, okay, that's you being a male who likes other males without changing parts of your body, or female liking other females without changing parts of your body. Or if you're bisexual, you know, I mean, you anything goes, I suppose, either or. But when you're transgender, you're saying the parts that you have are not the parts that you should have. Should be something else. You're going totally against science. This is, I'm, when they get challenged, they don't know how to respond because they're beating on people like me to stop believing God and believe in science. Yet when I throw science in their face when it comes to biology, they tell me that doesn't count. Right? Think about it. So it's really only the science that they agree with. It's like those Christians who pick and choose scriptures they agree with and don't agree with. Nancy Pelosi, perfect example. To her, the Bible doesn't use the word abortion, so killing kids is fine. Right? She thought that when Jesus said, send the little kids unto me, he meant in pieces. Because that's what an abortion is all about, right? They don't take it out whole. It's sick. She doesn't hate because she's a Catholic. See, this is what I hate about, quote-unquote, religious people. People who don't have a relationship and or they don't understand really what they believe. She is what we used to call, you know, a Sunday Catholic. And I don't even believe she goes to church on Sundays. My grandmother, God bless her, she, that poor woman, I mean, I love her. She went to Mass every morning. It was almost a fear, like if she did, it wasn't like she went, like some people do. I mean, some people go. I knew a friend of mine in high school. Her name is Mary. I shouldn't listen to the show. Her mom went to Mass every morning, but her mom went to Mass to celebrate. She was excited and happy about going. And when she came home, she had a different look on her face. Do you want to say a happy look? You know what I mean? My grandmother went because if she didn't go, something might go wrong. It was out of guilt. It was out of a happiness thing. You know what I'm saying? And so you're brought up different ways. You're brought up to look at things differently. I believe that Mary's mom had a true relationship with God. She went there because she loved being in what she perceived to be God's house. My grandma went because she was petrified of not going. That's not a relationship. That's a fear. I mean, God loved her. She loved God. There wasn't any question about it. So again, it goes back to, and these people, God, I know I'm all over the place because it's making me crazy. You know, like people like Newsom, they don't have a relationship with anything or anybody but themselves. They are all important. Right? I mean, so, you know, and back to Pelosi, when she throws out her Catholicism, I mean, I've got Catholics in the chat room. I have Catholics that listen to the show. And I know you don't want to judge, but I mean, think about it. Can you really tell me that you believe that she sold out or she believes in her Catholicism the way she says she does? How do you believe in your... Let's get away from all the sexual stuff. Let's just hang on abortion for 2.5 minutes. How do you say that you're a Catholic? You go to Mass, right? You go to church. You listen to the homilies. And you're telling me that God is okay with you taking life. I mean, I'm not a scholar. There's simple things in the Bible that put me at ease, right? If God says that he knew you before you were in your mom's womb, and he's a plan for your life. So, if he knew you before you were in the womb, you had a relationship with him, he had to know who you were, and he's got a plan for you. You could be the guy that cures cancer. You could be the woman that cures cancer. You could be the guy or the girl that maybe they already killed the one that would cure the coronavirus. I don't know. We don't know, right? Who are you, Nancy or whoever, to stop God's plan from being worked out? Look, you may not get... I mean, there are a lot of people... I mean, I have a lot of Catholic friends who get real guilty in this area, but here's the deal. So you have sex before wedlock, right? You had sex at a young age. You got pregnant. And you think you can't be forgiven for that? You think God's got no forgiveness in his heart for you? You're out of your mind. You need to read your Bible. Every life is precious. God created life for a reason. It's and again, some of you are going to take this as an offense. I don't mean it that way, but it's the closest you become to being God. Two people coming together to create a life. But the only reason you can create that life is because God, through science, right, said that when this happens, then a life is created. You know, I don't know if some of you know this, but you should look it up. At the moment of conception, there's a spark, if you would, a glow. They can't explain it. They don't know what it is. It's energy, they say. I don't believe so. I believe it's like the finger of God. I believe it's like that way that God created the energy required to create life. And that's how he made it come together. That's why he's the king of science. Yeah, I believe in science. Because I believe that God laid it all out, and that's how it's supposed to happen. But when Nancy comes out, and she said she's loved because her religion calls her to love, but she hates Trump, look at the actions. Right? I mean, it's like telling your wife, I know I've been ranting all hour, sorry. But it's like telling your wife you love her as you're beating her. Yeah, let that sit in your head, right? How does Nancy Pelosi say she loves, she's not allowed to hate, she only loves because that's what Catholicism teaches her, and yet she can't say anything nice about the president? She's 100% behind abortion at any level because a woman has the right to choose. Women shouldn't be held to the standards of God, even though she's Catholic. So I don't understand the doublespeak. I've been very confused by it most of my adult life. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Thank you for hanging in there with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me, the nice notes you say, the nice comments that you make. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you here all week with us.